And if I have won his favour, and if the thing seems right before the king, and I have his approval, let an order be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman, son of Hammedatha the Agagite, which he wrote giving orders to destroy the Jews who are in all the provinces of the king. For how can I bear to see the calamity that is coming on my people? Or how can I bear to see the destruction of my kingdom? Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther and to the Jew Mordecai, see, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and they have hanged him on the gallows because he plotted to lay hands on the Jews. You may write as you please with regard to the Jews in the name of the king, and seal it with the king's ring. For an edict written in the name of the king and sealed with the king's ring cannot be revoked. The king's secretaries were summoned at that time, in the third month, which is the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day, and an edict was written according to all that Mordecai commanded, to the Jews, and to the satraps, and the governors, and the officials of the provinces, from India to Ethiopia, 127 provinces, to every province in its own script, and to every people in its own language, and also to the Jews in their script and their language. He wrote letters in the name of King Ahasuerus, sealed them with the king's ring, and sent them by mounted couriers riding on fast steeds bred from the royal herd. By these letters, the king allowed the Jews who were in every city to assemble and defend their lives, to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate any armed force of any people or province that might attack them, with their children and women, and to plunder their goods on a single day throughout all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. A copy of the writ was to be issued as a decree in every province, and published to all peoples. And the Jews were ready on that day to take revenge on their enemies. So the couriers, mounted on their swift royal steeds, hurried out, urged by the king's command. The decree was issued in the citadel of Susa. Then Mordecai went out from the presence of the king, wearing royal robes, blue and white, with a great golden crown and a mantle of fine linen and purple, while the city of Susa shouted and rejoiced. For the Jews there was light and gladness, joy and honor. In every province and in every city, wherever the king's command and his edict came, there was gladness and joy among the Jews, a festival and a holiday. Furthermore, many of the peoples of the country professed to be Jews, because the fear of the Jews had fallen upon them. Here ends the first lesson.
Thank you. sow sparingly will also reap sparingly. The one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ, and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others. While they long for you and pray for you, because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Here ends the second lesson.
thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. We give thanks for the gifts of God and acknowledge those times when we squander them through inequality and greed. We pray for those who suffer economic hardship, and those whose lives are affected by natural and man-made disaster. We pray for the people of West Africa at this time, for health workers and agencies, and those for whom they care. And we pray for all those caught up in the fighting in Gaza, and for all who work for peace. Generous God, who loves a cheerful giver, who provides us with every blessing in abundance, may we share your love in every good work and be obedient to the confession of the Gospel of Christ, so that we may be enriched in generosity and our lives may overflow with thanksgiving to you, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. We pray for Justin, our Archbishop, for Trevor, Bishop of Durban, and among the parishes and deaneries of this diocese. We pray today for Ealham, Denton, and Wootton. In the Anglican Communion, we pray for the Diocese of Ealham, for Stephen, their Bishop, and David, Bishop of Huntingdon. We pray for the ministry of this cathedral in the life of the Anglican Communion. God of heaven and earth, we praise and bless you for the wonderful order which unfolds this world. Inspire your church in your abundant grace, and grant that your whole creation may find fulfillment in the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. And